very good morning and welcome to your weekly health and wellbeing show. Good morning to Mr. George Stoffard, founder of thewritingshop.biz. I feel like I can see right through you having looked at the pictures in the last few hours, Mr. George.
I'm feeling amazing, actually. I had an astonishing day yesterday. I had so many tests, I can't even remember what they all were, but I think I've had my thyroid looked at, my blood pressure, I've had CAT scans, I've had fitness tests, I've had so much, and I got home last night and was absolutely exhausted. So I'm hoping that the results are all good.
Are all good, yeah, because you've had the full body scan and screening with Eternity Medicine Institute. And the gentlemen from Eternity are going to be joining us in the first hour to discuss screening and our health care. They're offering a comprehensive health screening programme. It's actually the most comprehensive, that's how it's being described on their website, in the world.
I can confirm that.
Really?
So comprehensive. I literally, after 2 hours, I was sort of thinking, what next? And then the next piece of technology came along. It was extraordinary.
So yeah, we're going to be talking screening and taking care of your health, of course, on the health show. So safeguarding your life by screening for the early detection of cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many more life-threatening or life-altering diseases. Coming up in the show, we're going to be hearing from Marlin, one of our smoke-free listeners, to see if she has trashed the ash finally. And after support from hypnotherapist John Barclay, we spoke with them a few weeks ago, sent them off on their way, and for Marlin to literally put out the last cigarette. And we'll see how she's getting on 2 weeks down the line. She's had some sessions with John, and she's also been keeping a diary piece on our website, dubaieye1038.com, if you want to check that out. And if you are a smoker looking to give up, then do check our smoke-free page out. There's lots of tips and advice there to help and motivate you. And then we're going to be talking and perhaps helping you find your inner joy with Susan Fitzgerald, a wellbeing coach who's here to give her tips to a healthier, happier you. So lots to discuss this morning. Before we get into all of our health needs on Eye on Health, we've got a competition for you. Now, the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature is almost upon us, coming up at the beginning of March. Now, on March the 9th, I'm running an all-day workshop, and that is with Max Easterman, who's ex-BBC producer, bringing with him a 30-year wealth of career and experience in broadcast journalism. He's a really, truly inspirational guy, Max. We ran this workshop last year, and yeah, there's a place going if you want it, if you fancy yourself as a broadcast journalist and want to learn how to write and put together a radio package. We'll be sending you out into the festival to get your stories. We'll be helping you and guiding you when it comes to editing and recording techniques and putting all of your content together, and your material will be broadcast the following day on dubaieye1038.com live from the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. It's all happening, of course, at the Intercontinental Hotel at Festival City. So if this is something you fancy getting involved in and would like to win a place, then I'm going to give you a headline, a teaser, if you will, and I want you to text back with your following few lines to the story. It can be anything that just sparks your imagination and hopefully ours. So here we go. Here's the line. In the land of plenty, resident receives a fateful knock that leads to... In the land of plenty, resident receives a fateful knock that leads to... Dun, dun, dun. Give us your few lines, give us the teaser, and please make sure you pop your name on the text message. Any ideas from you, Mr. George?
Me being carted away in a van.
Oh, is that correct English?
I think so. Which leads to me being carted away in a van.
All right, okay, that's good.
Or leads to my being carted away in a van.
Yeah, yes, yeah, that's yes. Better. Yeah.
All right, what about this? And it leads to an invitation to meet the Queen of England.
Mm, yeah, it's very good. I want to hear more. I want to know more about that story.
Do you?
Yeah, that's the kind of thing we're looking for this morning. So the headline again, in the land of plenty, resident receives fateful knock that leads to. Send in your lines, just a few lines, to teasers on that story with your name, and you could be the winner of a place on our Radio News Day as part of the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature. The Radio News Day is happening on March the 9th. It's an all-day workshop, so you need to be available for that. Good luck. Off you go. Get writing, get texting. Now, let me introduce our guests from Eternity Medicine Institute. First off, let's welcome Chief Operating Officer Alex Iondi. disease. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome. Joining us is a Programme Development Officer for Eternity Medicine Institute. He's responsible for overseeing the ongoing development of our of the health screening and health management programmes there, and that's Eddie Subjeski. Good morning.
Thank you, Susan. Good to be here.
It's great to see you, and thank you so much for looking after George yesterday.
Real pleasure.
Don't look like that.
Well, no, you're one of our better patients of recent. So very well behaved.
Actually, George, you're not too bad, George. You're in pretty good shape.
Is he? He's pretty good. Yeah. He's pretty healthy.
The first round went pretty well. We'll have to see how the rest of the results come in, but first glance, not too bad.
Okay, excellent stuff. Well, we're going to go through the process that George went through at Eternity Medicine Institute. Before we do so, tell us a bit about Eternity and where it comes from and what the mission statement is, if you like.
Well, Eternity Medicine, what makes it so special is, like you, in your introduction, that we are the world's most advanced comprehensive screening center, which is very important because, like George, he's an interesting guy. He's concerned about his health, and most people, what they do is they go to a doctor when they're sick. And Eternity is about coming to see us before you get sick, because most people, like George, they feel pretty good, but they really don't know what's going on inside their body. So by coming to Eternity, what you do is you get a full screening, which really looks for all the key indicators, like you mentioned, heart disease, diabetes. Those are the key things that people are concerned about today. So by coming to Eternity, we check to see how you're doing. And then the second part of the program is, the first part is the screening. The second part is the vitality part, by how to get your energy back, get that strength back, get that juice back that you've been missing. As you get older, people start to think that just because we get older that we can't do things we used to do. So Eternity is about giving you that little oomph back as well. So it's a really good, it's a good program. George spent 3 hours there, and I'm sure it was a good 3 hours that he spent. And we'll just see how it came out.
Yeah, exactly. Targeting people, I mean, who's coming to Eternity? Are you seeing a particular age group? Is it the case? I mean, it kind of is, isn't it? You get to a certain age where you start to perhaps be paying more attention to your health, maybe because you're feeling the symptoms. You know, you're talking there about energy levels. That might be the first sign where you start to think, I'm maybe not as strong as I was. Maybe not. Maybe I'm aging. Maybe I'm, perhaps my health is changing.
I think realistically speaking, late 30s and up, people should look at that. I would say anything earlier than that is possibly not so necessary. If there's a particular family concern, if you have a family history of a certain disease, then it's not a bad idea to get into screening at an earlier age. But late 30s and up, men and women, all demographics.
Yeah, okay. So for you then, Eddie, you've got quite an interesting story as to how you got involved with Eternity and how Eternity has developed.
Well, for me, my story is maybe like a lot of guys. I'm a typical guy. I'm working really hard. You know, I like to play hard too as well. And I'm at my desk working, and let me look like George the other day. I'm at my desk working, and I think, I'm having a heart attack. I say, this can't be happening. All the symptoms, I start sweating, my arm gets numb, I feel a little faint. I'm like, wait a second, I'm 45 years old. This doesn't happen to me. So my secretary calls the ambulance. I'm in the back of this ambulance going to the hospital, and I'm thinking, I still can't believe this is happening to me.
And where were you at the time? Were you in the States?
In the States. So I get to the hospital, and they're doing all these tests on me, and they say, Eddie, you really didn't have a heart attack. We really don't know what you had, but whatever it is not good. We're going to put you on all these medications. So I listen to the doctor because I don't know any better. So the doctor says, take all these pills, and I do. About 2 months later, I had the same symptoms again. So my secretary calls the ambulance. I'm back in the ambulance again and go to the hospital. Same thing, run more tests on me, and they say, you know what? Your cholesterol is really high. You have this other problem. Your blood pressure is high, so we're going to up your dosage a little bit.
So what were they putting on? Sort of beta blockers and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, some Lipitor and some blood pressure medicine.
Yeah.
And then they gave me some Xanax because they thought I was having anxiety attacks. So now I'm really over-medicated, so I'm not feeling any better. So make a long story short, my friend goes, Eddie, there's this great place out in Vegas. There's a great doctor, Dr. Simpson, who's our doctor here in Dubai. And why don't you go see him? So I make the phone call. I go to Las Vegas. I see Dr. Simpson, and he says, hey, you know what? We're going to make you better. So basically, in 6 weeks, I listened to Doc. He put me on some natural stuff. And in 6 weeks, I'm off my blood pressure medicine. I'm off my Lipitor medicine. And I'm starting to feel much better. And then 6 weeks after that, I'm fine. My energy's back. I dropped some body fat. My energy's up. My blood pressure's down. And I'm like, the old Eddie's back. And that's what I wanted. And what I didn't realize is that most doctors, the problem is when you go to see a doctor, and what they do is they're just writing scripts, pretty much. They treat the symptom. They treat the symptom, but they're not treating the cause. And I think that's the big thing that's missing today in medicine is that you go to a doctor, you know, he's busy, he's got 20 people in the lobby. So you walk in the door and he says, what's your problem? Well, I got this problem. And the doctor, what does he do? He writes you a script. He says, if you don't feel better, come back and see me. And that's what happens. And that's not the right way to do medicine. So eternity is about, you know, the proper way to do medicine is to come in, get checked, see what your body needs, and treat the cause, not the symptom.
I think Eddie's story is very typical. We see it every day. You know, the real problem is you're going to the doctor because you are sick, and the doctor's instant reaction is, okay, let's get you on medication. But nobody's addressing the lifestyle issues that lead us to getting sick. So you just, over the years, keep increasing the medicine, but nobody is treating the actual cause, which, again, is the lifestyle, these lifestyle issues. And so that's what eternity is about. So on one side, we do the screening. There's two aspects of screening. One is we want to map you out across the full medical spectrum. We want to catch disease at the earliest possible stage. But we also want to get that health map. That health map is important. You know, there's a saying in business, what gets measured gets done. I think that the same applies to your health. Once you measure it, then you have a foundation on where to go, where to build, where to improve. And so with that, once we have that very comprehensive health map, we can see where improvements are needed. And this is not just medicine. When medicine is needed, of course, it's administered. But we want to address those lifestyle issues because we know that over the years, those lifestyle issues, healthier diet, those kind of things, are what going to make us significantly healthier.